Okay, thank you. Well, today I'll be talking about vaccination coverage of children in the City of Philadelphia shelter system. The City of Philadelphia has city-run shelters, and they have a wellness initiative that's part of the shelter wellness program. And part of this is an initiative that targets increasing immunization coverage rates in their children. So they will administer immunizations in the shelters. So we assessed this immunization initiative and gauged any improvement using up-to-date calculations for children in the shelter system during fiscal year 2009. So first I'll talk about some background information about Philadelphia, the city-run shelter system, and the immunization initiative. And then I'll discuss our objectives, methods, and results from our analysis. The City of Philadelphia has about 1.5 million residents, and it's estimated that about 24% live below the poverty line. And the homeless in the City of Philadelphia are served by the Office of Supportive Housing, and they have, in fiscal year 2009, there were about 13,500 individuals in the shelter system, with 41% who were in families. And of the total population in the shelter system in 2009 fiscal year, 27% were children. This graph basically shows children in the shelter in supportive housing by age group. I don't know if you can see, but the blue line represents children 0 to 4 years of age. The red line are 5 to 12-year-olds. And the green are the adolescents 13 to 17 years of age. And you can see an increase, and there was a 4% increase from fiscal year 2008 to 2009 in children who were in the shelter system. And their average length of stay once they were in is 143 days, which is a pretty long time. So the wellness agenda and the immunization initiative within OSH was already in place in 2009, but they are planning to continue. And this is in the 2010. So you can see for well-being for children that maintaining immunizations is going to be continued. And part of that is also achieving 80% or better school attendance. And of course, they need to be up to date on their immunizations to attend school. So City of Philadelphia is committed to the health of children who are in the shelter system. I'll talk a little bit now about the OSH immunization initiative and how it works. So at the point of shelter intake, when they arrive at the shelter, the OSH nurses will evaluate the children on their up-to-date status for their age-appropriate immunizations. The OSH nurses will look at any records given by parent or guardian, and they will also look up the child's record in Philadelphia Department of Public Health's Immunization Information System, which is known as the Kids Registry. During the stay in the shelter, the OSH nurses will administer the needed vaccinations, which incidentally are provided by our VFC program. And then they'll enter that data, the immunization data, into the Kids Registry. So there is continued follow-up health care for children who are in the shelter system, and that's mainly by local Philadelphia hospitals or healthcare systems. So they have teams that will go in and continue to provide all basic primary care, including immunizations. A little bit about the Kids Registry. It's our web-based immunization information system. We have over 7 million immunizations and over almost 540,000 patient records. Till date, we really have more immunization data on those who are 0 to 18 years of age or children, but like many other IIS, we've recently expanded our Board of Health mandate to include adult reporting, but that's just recently for H1N1 vaccine administration. So the objectives of our analysis was to assess the up-to-date status of immunizations for children age 0 to 6 in the shelter system, and this is during fiscal year 2009, And we also did another analysis that looked only at children who were 19 to 35 months of age, and we compared some demographic factors as well as up-to-date status between those who were in the shelter system and those who were not in the shelter system during the same fiscal year, but who were also in the kids registry. Our methods, well, children were matched, so we matched the OSH and the kids registry records. And children who were in the City of Philadelphia shelter system between July 1st, 2008 and June 30th, 2009 were matched against patient records from the kids registry. We matched using SAS, and they were matched on child's last name, first name, and date of birth. Now, depending on if we got a good match with using those data elements, we actually matched against guardian's last name and first name if we didn't get a good match. So first, these are the methods for what I'll call our in-shelter analysis, and this is for children aged 0 to 6 years. And all of these children were in the shelter system during fiscal year 2009. So we looked, we calculated their up-to-date status based on their age-appropriate immunizations, and we used the 431 calculations as indicators, so that's DTaP, IPV, and MMR, which I'm sure everybody knows. And we assessed their up-to-date status at 2 points in time. So first we looked at the point of shelter intake, and then at the time they exited the shelter system, or at the end of fiscal year 2009, which is our period of assessment. We also have a different analysis for our in-shelter versus not-in-shelter analysis, and this was restricted to children who are aged 19 to 35 months. So we did comparisons by gender, by outreach status, and up-to-date status. And by outreach status, I just mean whether they were they had been outreached in our Philadelphia Department of Public Health's community-based outreach program. We also included up-to-date status calculations for additional vaccines. We looked at Hib, hepatitis B, and varicella, so we did the full 431-331 calculation. Results. So you can see here, this is their up-to-date status at the time of intake or upon entry into the shelter system. Again, fiscal year 2009, and this is for children age 0 to 6 years. The way we defined up-to-date was obviously for their age appropriate, so we broke it down in months. You can see in the left-hand column. So anyone who was under 3 months of age was sort of default considered up-to-date. And then we calculated it specifically for each child based on the criteria you can see under required, the required column. And we calculated, you know, based on those different age groups all the way up till 6 years of age. And you can see that a total of 74% of children in this, you know, who fit this criteria who were in the shelter system were up to date for DTaP, IPV, and MMR. This was upon departure from the shelter system, or again, at the end of the assessment period, fiscal year 2009. And you can see that that has improved from 74% up to 83% who are up to date for their age-appropriate immunizations. So, and these are results for our analysis of children 19 to 35 months of age. In fiscal year 2009. And these are all children who were in the registry, and then we broke them down by whether they were had been in the shelter at any time during fiscal year 2009 or not in the shelter. And of course, the percent that was in the shelter is only 1.5%, but we'll look at some other factors about those children and make that comparison. So this is, again, the same 19 to 35-month-olds, and you can see that there's really not any significant difference between for gender between males and females or unknowns in the shelter versus not in the shelter, all of whom were in the kids' registry. And we also looked at whether they had been outreached, and I had mentioned it before, but this is for the PDPH Immunization Outreach Program. And this program does community-based outreach to children who are identified as not up to date for their immunizations based on kids registry data. So children are outreached at 10 and again at 20 months. So this is whether they had been outreached or not, and you can actually see that 33% of those in shelter had been outreached compared to 28% who were not in the shelter. We also wanted to assess race and ethnicity, but race is not a required field for our registry for reporting, so we really just didn't have sufficient data to look at it. We had too many unknowns. So for this same 19 to 35 month age group, we looked at their up-to-date status calculation, again, a comparison of in shelter and not in shelter. And you can see the 431 calculation and all the way up through to the 431, 331. We have higher percentages up to date for those children that are in the shelter versus those not in the shelter. So we can, you know, we would like to attribute that to the OSH immunization initiative. So overall, the percentage of children who were up to date for their age-appropriate immunizations improved from 74% up to 83% from the time of intake to the time of departure from the shelter. And you know, we can say the OSH wellness initiative and their specifically their immunization initiative is really keeping vaccine-preventable disease outbreaks, well, they don't really happen in the Philadelphia city-run shelters, so that's a success. I'd like to acknowledge from the Office of Supportive Housing, Kevin Brazil, and from the Philadelphia Department of Public Health, Claire Newburn, Liu Wen Ma, and Jim Lutz, who contributed to this analysis. Thank you.